Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 252, Reish Nun Beis, as we continue in Parshas Kedoshim. The second of Aset. Yesterday we discussed the Isser of cutting off one's payas, lo sakifu pa'as roshchem, and today we get to the second half, connecting mitzvah, v'lo sashchis eis pa'as zekanecha. Not to destroy the pa'as, the corners of one's beard. What does that mean? We'll have to see the details, but this is an Isser of destroying. We'll have to define what destroying means. Minhag HaOlam is to shave. So what is that? Is that not a violation? Obviously it's not. We'll have to figure out exactly what is included in this Isser, but that's today's Isser, the Isser of Hashchasas Pa'as HaZakan, the discussion of shaving, types of shavers, that is all today's discussion. So let's get into the Sefer HaChinuch, and if we have time, we'll get back to some of the issues we didn't get to finish up yesterday, relating to some of the discussion of the Menchas Chinuch. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo Lagaleach Pa'as HaZakan, not to shave, translated for lack of a better term, Lo Lagaleach Pa'as HaZakan, Shneamar, V'lo Sashchis Eis Pa'as HaZakanecha, not to destroy the Pa'as, the corners of one's beard. V'chamesh Peos Yeshba B'Zakan, according to Chazal, there are 5 points on one's face that one is not allowed to shave. We're not 100% sure what those points are, but they're somewhere in the beard area, as we will say. And each one of them is a separate aveira, even though it's counted as only as one of the 613. If I would shave in an forbidden way my face, let's say I would use a razor, which is lekuliyam, as we'll see, a problem. If I would use a razor on my face, shave my whole area, that's 5 aveiros. 5 sets of malchus, even though it's only counted as one of the 613. As we saw yesterday from the language of the Rambam, and the language of the Chinuch, he quoted the Rambam at the end of yesterday's mitzvah, something could be separate aveiros, even though they're counted as one of the 613, and therefore one would get a couple of sets of malchus if one does it b'mezit. Ve'eluhein, he describes them, lechi ha'elyon v'atachton yamin, two points on the right side of the face, v'ha'elyon v'atachton yismol, and 2 on the left side, hari arba, v'shibolas hazakan, v'makom chibor halachayayim lamata, hanukeh balaz muntin, and somewhere where the jaw bones connect to the on the bottom, hari chamisha. Just this morning, a Tama came over to me and said, can you use a razor over here, right towards the bottom of the neck? How far? I quoted him the story that we mentioned yesterday, the Chazon Ish. We don't play around with the Isurei Daraisa. You want to use a razor in the back of the head, that's for sure okay. That's not in the back, like to even out the bottoms. But anywhere on the front, by the neck area, we are not 100% sure where exactly the spots are. And if something is a Safi Daraisa, we stay away and we do our best not to even get into the realm of doubt, into the realm of Safik, so it would not be a good idea. V'lashon HaMishnah, the Mishnah says in Makas, V'alazakin chamesh, shtayim mikam, v'achas milamatan. Okay, that's some of the details. The Kasuv of Amatik, v'shem HaRambam, zechorna levracha, according to the Rambam, yesterday also, u'bo amaniya bezeh be'elah hamilos, the following is the phrase in the Torah which discusses shaving, v'lo sashchis eis pa'as zekanecha, v'lo amar lo tashchis zekanecha. V'yavavisha ha'kol yikari zakan, yisal omar, what we just said, shlotik alecha filo peya achas michal hazakan. Even one of the spots, any part of the spots is included in the Isser. One doesn't have to shave their entire area of the beard to be violate the Isser. Any one of the spots would be a problem. Okay. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. What is the sharsh behind the mitzvah, the hashkafa behind the mitzvah? He mentions again what he said yesterday, plus we'll add on one or two ideas as well. Machak asad of Mishnah Kodemus. First of all, what he said about getting the haircut, which goes straight around, that we said yesterday, the ears. Laharchi kalidin avodazara, this is what the priests of the other nations did in time past. Not only did they get the unique haircuts of shaving the entire temple area going around the ears, and that's why it was asered then, but also they destroyed their beards in the way that we will describe soon, and therefore that is also asered as well. Even the word that in Yiddish or other languages they call a priest, they call him a galach. What's a galach? That's from the word migulach, the word shaved, from this Isser. That's where the word comes from, a galach. That's where it comes from, this Isser of the Isser of Pa'as Yerosh and Pa'as HaZakan, yesterday's Isser. The old Kasav Zelashon Amatik, Asher Yechayiv Shlo Yimnu Chamesh Peos Shebazakan Chamesh Mitzos, as we mentioned, that we don't count 5 separate Averis, Hu Ba'avur Sheba Amaniya B'milas Nifredas, it's all one word, Vu'inyin Nifrad. But that is number one, again, a harchaka, a distancing from Avodah Zarah. Number two, Rabbeinu Bachai, I found today, mentions what the Meshech Chachma said yesterday. Rabbeinu Bachai said, Al derech ha-pshat, why is there an isser related to destroying one's beard? Tamo isser, kedei shelo yevatel ha-simin, sha-kadosh baruch hu rasha b'min ha-zachar, kedei la-havdilo b'min ha-nakeva. Unlike all the other physical differences between a man and a woman, says the Rabbeinu Bachai, why is there a difference? We mentioned yesterday. Why is there a difference that a woman does not have facial hair and a man does? Now, it's not natural, and therefore, it's not attractive. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created men and women both, but the answer is, this was part of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have separations, differences between men and women, separate from the different functions that their bodies serve for children, which are the other differences between a man and a woman's physiology. Says he says, as we saw a couple of days ago, the Isra of Kilayim, cross-breeding fruit, cross-breeding animals. We saw the Chinuch and the Ramban that were trying to play God. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you forgot this species. Right? There was my separatist. Right? There was a certain man. No, I'm creating a new one. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot one. And I'm trying to go a step further. That was the Isra of Kilayim trying to create new species. See, here too, one is mixing and matching, so to speak, says Rabbeinu Bachai. And that's why everything is limineu, and this is part of the differences between a man and a woman. Okay, number two. So we had Avodah Zarah, we had this idea, which was also mentioned by the Meshech Chachma yesterday, and one other he says, we won't do is Alderach Kabbalah point, feel free to look that up yourself. Then he quotes Alderach HaSeichel, another idea behind this mitzvah, Tama mitzvah azos lafi, symbolic. Shekol pu'ulosav shel adam nimshachos achar chamisha chushim shebo. Ve'en roi lahashbisam imalachtem ki lo yichya zulasam. He says symbolically the five spots in the zakan connect to the five senses that we have. Avo roi lo shi istabik man bedavar amutter. So you should let your senses and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our senses, says Rabbeinu Bachai. As we mentioned, the sense of a sound and smell and taste. We're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu being involved in the world, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Not to destroy the 5 points, destroy the 5 senses, totally cut them off. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to let them grow and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our senses being involved in the world or just sanctifying the world. That's another symbolic message of this Isser, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Okay, let us continue now into some of the halachas. Oh, and before we get there, there's a lot of symbolism when it comes on a Kabbalistic level. I'm not going into the dark Kabbalah of Rabbeinu Bachai, but I'll pick Kabbalah. There's a number of svarim, a number of sources, quote the Arizal, about not touching one's beard. The minhag of Chabad is not even to trim one's beard, because I'll pick Kabbalah. They quote that the Arizal was very supportive of not touching one's beard. The Rav Sternbach has an interesting tshuva. So as a tshuva in Chelek Beis in Yaradeya, Simen Tafnun Tes, we know that sometimes we put Dvarim Kedoshim within Svarim. Let's say we see a piece of Shemus. So the best thing to do is to put it in Shemus and to bury it, put it into Geniza, as it's called. I tell my kids, put it in Shemus. They have no idea what I'm talking about. Right? They say, what's Shemus? I say Geniza. They're like, oh, Geniza. Okay. So they call it Geniza is the real term. Shemus just means names. What, it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name? No, you put a Geniza, which means to bury it. Wonderful. They understand. So, but the post can discuss, is that really, sometimes what do? We find a piece of a sitter that's ripped out, so we stuff it into a sitter. Right, so is that appropriate? Rav Yashiv should have a refuah shalema. Rav Yashiv says that is not appropriate. This is a sefer that's used, you're sticking into something that should go into Geniza, and has lower Kedusha. You're sticking into something that's being used, so that we all do it. But we have to, says Rav Yashiv, maybe it's not so appropriate. So Rav Sternbach was asked, that he sees Shreisi Kama Chasidim Hanogim Shem Nitlash Lem Misaros Hazakan Nisharim Bo Biyoser Shlola Zarko. Says certain Hasidic sects, if some of the hair from the beard falls out, they don't throw it out, and they'll even put it into a safer kodesh, like Shemus. Is that appropriate? It says of Sternbach Chas V'Shalom. He says Chas V'Shalom, you should do that. You want to see how Pikabalah? There's a certain symbolic nature to every hair of the beard. Wonderful, but it's not on the level of a Sifrei Kodesh. Should have put it in there. Umizalzalin beisr gomer lehishtamish bekisvi hakodesh. Vishamati al kama admorim shenagokain. I heard that there are some admorim, great tzaddikim, that did that. He says, Okay, they can do what they want. We're not judging. You just ask me what I think the halacha is, and then I'll tell you what I think the halacha is. Aval anu adiotos ein alano lilmon mehem umi ma'aseyem. Shu'ulay etzlam ayatam miyuchad. Maybe they did it. They had some kind of special reason. Aval lididon. Ah, shein lakram. It's an eras hazakam. We're going to get to the details about uprooting the hairs of a beard. Mikomakam vade shein b'hem kedusha. V'asir midina lishtamis b'sefer lagonzo. You can't stick it into a sefer. And even our svarim, which are in cloth, they're just printed, and from the printing press, still it has kedusha. Shenitvisu v'kayim bohem mitzvahs limana Torah. But then you have to end it, and it's chayev geniza. One has to bury it and put it into geniza, put it into Seamus afterwards. Therefore, Rav Sternbach is not a fan of the minhag that one might have in terms of putting to the saros into the Sifrei Kodesh. But either way, this is all. Rebelsky also is quoted, I saw in an article, as saying that for sure in a public sefer, one should not do that, even if one wants to do it in their own svarim, because somebody else is going to open up a sefer and find your hair in there. It's going to be disgusting to them. What do I need to find hair in there for? So therefore, says of Sternbach and says Rebelsky that it should not be done. Chazam Sofer, and with this we'll finish this section, and then we'll move on to the Lamaisa relating to shavers. Chazam Sofer and Yeshuvah Simen Kufnun Tess was asked, there was a big ra'ash in his time about shouldn't shave, you shouldn't shave. He says, I don't know. He says, I'll pick Kabbalah. Let me find you the line. He says, Gam lo b'shum sefer michitzon. Let me just find the beginning here. Lo nimsa b'shasu poskim. You don't find anywhere in Shasu poskim that it's usur to shave one's beard in a mutter way. You have the pasuk of osashchus, not destroying, which we still didn't define what that is. But just to shave in a mutter way, so then you don't find anywhere that there would be a problem. When it's a b'shum makom, she'i b'zeh m'shuna, mina gayim, u'masha ramas l'sifrei mukubalim, she'kasav shlo l'hoshit yad b'dikni klau, that you find in Kabbalistic sources, says the Chazam Sofer, they shouldn't touch it, ainli asek b'nistaris. It's not my asek in what's hidden. Avo mehem u'mehamonam hutra ritzul v'gamrei b'chol eret italia shekoch achmeha megul chezakon. Look in Italy, says the Chazam Sofer, 200 years, 150 years ago. They're all clean shaven. V'nitzlem b'ilan gadol, and they all tie themselves literally and hang themselves on a great tree. Rabbi Menachem Azariah Bal Asara Ma'amaros, the author of Asara Ma'amaros, a Kabbalistic work, Avia Mekubalim, Shuya Megulach Mevaliyasho Sarachad. He didn't have one hair on his face. He was totally clean shaven. So, says the Chazam Sofer, obviously there is what to say, even in the world of Kabbalah, that one can be clean shaven. V'chein Heir Alav, someone else, Be'elam Shlov Uhayo Omer Shalpi Chachmei Mekubalim, Ein Chutz La'aretz Ru'uya Lakach. The Chazam Sofer quotes, maybe there's a difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, where the Arizal lived, so then, fine. Then you have to have, then maybe it's more Api Kabbalah, but in Chutz La'aretz is not a problem. Uma Arich, Uma She'en Liyad V'Shem Bo. What can I talk about? I don't know more about this, says the Chazam Sofer. Avalav Hosein, Uhinigo, Aslam Kim, Asada Hechmech HaGadol. Yes, there were those that take it very seriously, and it's wonderful, and it's fine. But to say that it's usur, to say that one cannot be clean shaven in a mutter way, so he says it's not a problem. Fascinatingly, just historically, at the end of the tshuva, he says maybe part of where everybody started getting clean shaven from was that there had been a Polish ruler years before that couldn't grow a beard. Some people can't grow beards. So he had to be clean shaven. So he told all of his subjects they have to be clean shaven. You don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to be different from them. So then from this, the Jews also became clean shaven. They don't want to be different than the others around them. So maybe that's where it came from. But either way, the Chazam Sofer defends the idea in general of being able to shave. Okay, let us continue. Dinei HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? The Isser is only shaving with a razor. What does that mean, shaving with a razor? The problem, the issue is, that Chazal bring up, our pasuk says, do not destroy. Velo tashchis. When it comes to the pasuk at the beginning of Emor, which discusses specific laws of Kohanim, it uses the verb giluach. So that is why Chazal understand that the Isser d'oraisa of Hashchasa is really a twofold Isser. It has to have two ingredients. Giluach sheyesh bo Hashchasa. It has to be a shaving action, which is a destructive act. That's what's needed for this Isser of Lotashchis. So what is included in that? Gilua, so that's what the Chinuch says, Shein Achiv Ela B'Giluach Shotar, a razor, a blade, a pure blade that cuts across, that cuts the hair, that is considered shaving in a destructive way, and that is Asur D'Oraisa. But as the Poskim say, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman we mentioned yesterday, Kuf Pei Aleph, there are three levels and types of instruments that one can use for shaving. The worst is called ta'ar, the most chamer, which is a razor. The next is what's called misparayim ke'ein ta'ar, a scissors that works like a blade. Misparayim ke'ein ta'ar. And then the third level is misparayim. Misparayim is mutter. What? You use a scissors to cut something. You're not getting close. That's not called hashchasa. That's not called destructive because you're cutting and the roots are there. But the misparayim is for sure mutter. Ta'ar is for sure usser. Where it gets a little tricky is the middle. Misparayim ke'ein ta'ar. What if it's a scissors-like motion? It's a blade that's cutting with the hair in between, but it's ke'ein ta'ar. It's very close. That's the shayla. So is that included in the isser or not? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch says one should be careful about this. Shulchan Aruch says, Eino chayv ela batar, v'yesh omrim b'misparayim ke'ein ta'ar, v'yesh lachush l'divrayim. So the question is, okay, so what is it, l'maisa? What is misparayim ke'ein ta'ar? Let's continue the chinuch and then we'll get to some of the actual shavers. Giluach sheish b'ashchas chadaf gavzeo tar, v'chem pirshu zechernu l'vracha, because of Harambam, v'im kilach b'misparayim patar. Just as scissors is putter. Nirep says the chinuch, maybe you can be medayik. The Rambam says putter. Sometimes that means only putter. It's not the full iser. But it's still also la'asoskin, l'chadchila. And he says the efshar, maybe all the Rambam means is what we just said, misparayim ke'ein tar. A real misparayim, a real scissors, is not going to be a problem. Okay, so what are the issues here? So again, this is a major machlokas. If you want to look at various articles on it, there is a website, koshershaver.org. Look there, and a beautiful article there where the article does not take sides, just quotes the different shitas in terms of electric shavers. L'maisa, how close it is. If it's an electric shaver that doesn't get so close, so then that's not called a maisa hashchasa, and therefore wouldn't be a problem. On the other hand, I didn't mention this, let's say somebody has a tweezers pulling out one hair, that might be hashchasa, but that's not shaving. So therefore it's also not included in the daraisa. Plucking out a white hair might be begedisha. Again, not for now. That's a separate issur. But what happens if it's close? But how close is it? So that's where you get to the issues of the electric shavers. So if you look, there are many poskim that are mako and a number that are machmer as well. The Chazon Ish, the Stifler, many of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, interestingly, were more machmir, and Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe, and others, at least the original ones, they were mako, of course, for various reasons. Either it's not a maisa, it's not uprooting it, or it's not even a shaving action. Either way, one could look there. The problem then was, or the more challenge was, what about when lift and cut shavers came out? And what they advertised was, oh, we lift up the hair and cut it from the root. So as they got more sophisticated, it became harder in the eyes of halacha. Because if it really does that, then it's a problem. But there are still a number of poskim that say it's a fake. And you look on articles, there's some articles that say it doesn't really lift and cut. It does, but it doesn't. So there are a number of poskim that say afal pikein. It's not doing, there's still a guard, there's still a shield there. So there's still a separation between the skin and the blade. And therefore, it's not called a maisa hashchasa. Other poskim say no. Other poskim say lift and cut are a problem. And that's why on this website, they say if you want to be machmir and hold like those opinions, they have a how to take out the lift and cut element on the shaver, and if you can use it as a regular shaver without the lift and cut element, they have a take you 10 minutes. Either way, that is the discussion. Everybody should ask their local apostate in terms of what they follow. But again, they're a poskim lakan lakan. Whatever one does, one has what to rely on in terms of these issues. But again, no razors and shaving cream bichlal itself is another shaila. Maybe that's grumma, but we're not going to get into that right now. But anyway, that is another article. If you want to look, on the Star K website, also by Heinemann, has an article that discusses this, where he is note alahakel as well. He says that shavers got more sophisticated, they became more halachically challenging, and then he says, although shaving professionals will admit that the closeness of one shave depends upon a person's beard conditions and texture, realistically the system works better in theory than in practice. Meaning, is it really lift and cut, or is it they just say it's lift and cut? But again, if one wants to, if one feels it's too close, then one can remove that element of the shaver. Okay, let's continue finishing up. As we said, the minhag applies, this halacha applies to men and not to women. This is one of the exceptions, as we said yesterday, one of the three exceptions. if they have some type of facial hair, there's no iser. Gamim hishchisa ha'isha zakin zakana ish betura. The avadim chayavim bashchasa zakan. Okay, that is the iser. Just relating to one or two points from yesterday that also deal come up today. There is an interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch at the end of yesterday's mitzvah, Os Yud Beis. It has to do with today's mitzvah as well. And that is that a mitzora must shave his entire head in his Tara process. And the Gemara discusses, Asi docha lo sase. There's an iser to cut off your payas. But there's a mitzvah asay of Taras and mitzora, and therefore he has to shave his entire head in order to become Tar. That's part of a mitzvah asay. So the Gemara says, Asi docha lo sase. So the Minchas Chinuch wonders that we know the rule usually for Asi docha lo sase is that it has to be at the exact same moment. The exact moment that I'm doing the asay, I'm violating the lo sase. But if the lo sase comes first, it's not good enough. It's not good enough, because you can't say d'chia if d'asei is only in a few minutes from now, and violating the lo sasei first. A big discussion. So he says there, in Os Yud Beis, v'im kein, heich d'chi asei digi luach mitzora, lav da'kafa. So how is the mitzvah asei of tzara'as, taras and mitzora, the giluach, how is that docha the lav of akafa? Halo havi be'idna, it's not at the same moment. The chayav al-akafa b'tchilas giluach, the iser of cutting, that's right at the beginning when you start cutting. And you're not, the mitzvah is only later. Basof. If you left two hairs, then you weren't making the mitzvah. But if you didn't leave two hairs, so how is it be'idna? Right? Ach be'emes. He says, maybe what you have to say, this is what a number of achronim say in other contexts as well, if there's an action that must be done, and you have to do it in this way, you can't get to the end result of having two hairs left until you shave the rest of the head, so then that's all called be'idna. You can have a little more flexible definition of be'idna at the same moment. It doesn't have to be mamish at the same exact moment. A few minutes earlier, as long as it's part of the process, that can still be called be'idna. Again, there's a number of sources that say this. The Turei Evin in Maseches Chagiga Daf Beis discusses this, but this is an important issue relating to Asi Docha Lo Sase. One other point I wanted to mention, there's a beautiful Ragat Shavar, a very important Ragat Shavar, that I want us to mention. Yesterday, the Chinuch said the rule of mitzvahs asei shahazman groma. Women are chayavos in all los aseis, even if they're time-bound, except for three, the ones that we said yesterday, and they're chayavos in all non-time-bound mitzvahs asei. But mitzvahs asei shahazman groma, they are paturos from. Why? So ultimately, it's a deras akasiv. The Abu Dram and others give reasons that maybe because kadesh dey la'ezer la'bayla, somebody's going to have to deal with the kids, and somebody's going to have to deal with... So if everybody, both men and women, are obligated in all the mitzvahs, so it's impossible. Who's going to go to shul and who's this and who's that? So says the Abu Dram, which makes, you know, in certain contexts, it makes a lot of sense. You know, there's one person that's mechuyev to do everything on time, another person that's mechuyev to do a lot, but not everything on time. The Ragat Shavar, though, notes, and this is crucial, on a halachic level and a hashkafic level, though the Ragat Shavar says this, that though both women and avdei, Avadim Kenaniim are both pturos from Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, says the Ragat Shavar, there's difference in lamdas. A woman has a ptur. She's chayv in all mitzvos with an exemption. An Eved has less Kedushas Yisrael, and therefore that's why he's not obligated in the first place. A woman has full Kedushas Yisrael, but she's pater from certain mitzvahs. Masha'enkin, when it comes to an Eved, big nafkaminis, make a bracha. This Rishonim Mimsechas Gittin that discusses a woman can make a bracha on a Zman Grama. Masha'enki maybe an Eved cannot make a bracha because he on a, if they choose to do a Zman Grama. Other nafkaminas as well. Do they violate Bal Tosif if they're doing the mitzvah? Another discussion in the Rishonim in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, if women are, they have a patur, so it's not going to be Bal Tosif. So they're not taking advantage of the patur. Mashenkit, if they're not chayiv in the first place, maybe they can violate Bal Tosif. Either way, this is a huge topic of ochiv of women in mitzvahs when it comes to Zman Gramas, not Zman Gramas. What if it's a Zman Grama that has to do with somebody else? Bris Mila, Rishonim discussed in Mesechus Kedushin. Anyway, these are all part of a larger topic, but we'll stop here. Again, the issue today was the Isser of Ashchasas Pazakan. But we'll continue next time with the Isser of Tattoos.